This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. No spending deal in Congress means the government shutdown is now underway. Many federal offices will be closed and some 800,000 staffers out of work. Marketplace's David Gura is covering the story from Washington. Good morning, David.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
I'm all right. So explain who's going to be out of work and what this shutdown actually means practically.
Yeah, so an orderly shutdown started last night. A memo went out just before midnight from the White House's Office of Management and Budget to federal agencies calling for that. And, you know, they've been preparing for it for a while. So we've seen now this dichotomy between essential workers who are required to keep working and non-essential workers. So I'll give you an example. Military personnel will remain on duty, but half of the Defense Department's civilian workforce is furloughed. Almost all of NASA's employees are furloughed, and the same thing's true of the EPA. We'll see the courts stay open, and the U.S. Postal Service, they're going to stay up and running as well.
Okay. And how long could all this last?
Well, at this point, I think that's anyone's guess. I mean, the last time this happened in 95 and 96, it went on for more than 20 days. And obviously, the economy took a big hit back then. And the White House said afterward that cost taxpayers close to $1.5 billion. What we're seeing now and what we're likely to keep seeing over these next few days is a lot of finger-pointing. And I thought this was kind of interesting last night. We saw both political parties using last night's stalemate as a way to raise money, actually. Emails went out asking for donations. And thanks to the internet, this has become really common that when there's a big political crisis like this, it becomes an opportunity to galvanize support and to translate that support into cash.
Never miss that opportunity for donations. Now, behind the shutdown, we have, of course, the debt ceiling deadline. So let's talk about the impact of all of this on business and the economy.
Right. So that looms. The U.S. won't be able to pay its bills as of October the 17th unless Congress acts. I talked to Jim Kessler at the think tank Third Way about that, and he said this is probably going to scare Wall Street into action.
You know, we're playing with fire on the economy. This isn't really just some Washington game. This is about whether we're going to create jobs and have economic growth. And the stakes are really high, and they need to weigh in even more.
So he expects a big lobbying push over these next few weeks to sort of end the shutdown and to come to some sort of agreement on the debt ceiling.
Okay, David Gura, an essential worker for Marketplace in Washington. Thanks so much, sir.
Thank you, Mark.